Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Looking for today's best psychic? Look no further than JethroSmith.net. With over 30 years of helping people understand their life's meaning, he can communicate with your loved ones that have crossed over. Let his positive energy create a powerful reading for you. That's JethroSmith.net. Give us a call at 928-284-0437 and schedule your online phone session or book your house party. You can even get email readings. That's JethroSmith.net. Transform a gut feeling into an extremely heightened sense of clarity. Call us today.
And hello and welcome. Those of you who are tuning in today, get ready for some fun. I'm Jethro Smith. I am Born with a Gift Psychic. What I would like to do is spend a little time with you and talk a little bit of what I'm trying to do is help you with your future. So give me a call at 773-897-6461 and we'll be able to get you in here today so you can get that reading. I know that a lot of our individual and people that have called in have found that they have a little bit of trouble sometimes with that phone. So if you get call in and it goes, just call back 773-897-6461. There is no readings in the chat room, but there, if you're free there to write and talk and discuss there as we would in any kind of group. So I welcome you to come in, have a great time, and contact me on Facebook at Psychic Jethro 10 if you are interested in being friends. I do talk there. This is the only place to get those free readings. So if you're calling in, I'll give you that reading and we'll talk. And if you're just looking to check it out, go to my website. It's psychicjethro.com, psychicjethro.com. Welcome. It's really fun. We're going to have a great time today. Hello. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Had a very good time here and looking at handling things here in the United States. How are you? And can you tell me your name and what I can help you with?
My name is Deep. I have spoken to you long back. It's been a while. I'm from the UK.
Oh, Deep Anchor. Yes. Yeah, it has been a while. It's good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again. Are you doing mini readings?
Oh, I do a free one here on the show if you're interested in a mini reading. What question do you have?
Yes, please. Can you tell me what you see about my love life? I have two people in mind. One is called Margarita and the other is called Lauren.
Very good here. What I'm feeling for you and I'm sensing with the guides is they're telling me that the one lady has got a past with you in the energy of knowing her and working together, and that she really wants to have a relationship with you, and other things, other forces, other events in her life are keeping her from fully committing to something that you would like. I feel she wants to be able to be around you and have you in your her life, but she's not able to deal with this in such a way that puts her capabilities with you are great, but I feel like she's still trying to find part of herself. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense, Jethro. She's Margarita, yes.
That's what the guys are confirming. They're telling me yes. They're telling me that she is unfortunately wanting and needing another part of her relationship of becoming even more cycled together and more completely working out what she had intended for you, and that is to put into a system a complete relationship of I'm here, you're working with me, and all of the guides are going together. What I feel that would be really beneficial with this is, you know, and I have talked to you, I've worked with you as a student, and I understand, you know the Akashic Records. I would do some serious meditation there on what is in the past with you two, because that's what's pulling you two together. You've never handled your complete relationship of where do we go, what do we do together that's going to make ourselves more of a stronger working relationship. And so life situations come in. I feel like she's got a little bit of an insecurity of what to do. Is there an age? There's something with the age and the time with her that has put her, she's not correctly looking at you like maybe sometimes as all that she can see. Is it hard to have time to talk and get it worked out?
It is her not being able to talk to me because she's in a relationship. I think that's the only thing.
That's what I feel. And I feel that the other person, the Lauren, is more able to be that person for you. I feel like you guys have not gone into what they intended for you, and that is to have a complete relationship of your guides and your angels handling that part of the guide work that was construed and making sure of what is to be here with Lauren. And I feel there's a lot more stronger link and connection. The angels are giving that a positive. They are telling me that she's healing some of her power and energies. So in the long run, she'll be able to be a stronger woman for you and able, and your position there is to help her. Are you working with her on some of the spiritual, like meditation, energy, you know, your way from what your family and you are with your Kundalini?
Yes, I will try to. So you're saying it's best to go with Lauren and not wait for Margarita, or is it? Or should I be open to both the ladies?
I feel that you should be open, and I'm not saying date two. I'm not like that, but I'm feeling you should be open to deal with that past karma so that you can have the complete karma with who and who's supposed to be there. If you don't handle the past karmic with Margarita, then it's always there. And if you trying to work with the spiritual relationship that's there with Lauren is going to become something very strong, and it's already working there. This is what's beautiful about spring, is it puts all of this right in front of you. It says, here, I want you to be able to deal with what I have intended for you. And that's the guides are saying what they have intended for you to be a very good, strong, mutual relationship and able to deal with what they had put out in such a spiritual acclimation of clearing it up. There's something that has been working with you in your own in development. And this is your own karma. You want a strong woman who lets you talk, lets you be you, and is able to meet you halfway, is what they're telling me.
Thank you. Thanks for the reading, Jethro. I'll let you go because there are probably other callers in the queue. Lovely talking to you.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Glad you called. Please get a hold of me at psychicjethro.com. I know I have a couple of classes I want to finish up with you, and you're busy and I'm busy, but I am able to do those classes if you schedule that in.
Yes, you remember that.
Yes, no problem. Thank you and have a great day. He's already covered. Come on and contact me, all of you. Wow. Thank you for calling in. There's one of our friends there over in the United Kingdom. Thank you, Deep Anchor. 561, let's have some fun. How are you doing today? Psychic's Gone Wild is here.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Is your day going all right?
Oh, it's going all right. It's been a very intense month for me. I just don't know if I'm coming or going. I've had a lot of upheavals this month between losing my job and now I've been having issues with this man, Steve. I feel like I just want to run underneath a rock. Can you give me some insight about...
I feel it. Yeah, no, it's all right. You called the right place at the right time. The guides want to really help you with this, and you are doing with it. You know, I feel that you came to me. My name is Jethro. I need to get your first name and get permission so I can read what else they're telling me.
Lena.
Dina? You've got some other cycles there that are helping you very strong and very much going through this. This relationship has took its toll on you big time, and I can feel it first time talking with you. Let's get his first name, if you can say it over the air, if you're okay with that.
Hey, his name is Steve. He's text messaging me right now. He keeps telling me,
go ahead,
forgive him, forgive him. I'm just really upset.
You should be, and let's talk. There's a reason the angel sent you to me, and here I'm doing the radio show at a different time and a different thing, Dina. This gentleman has got some relationship there with you that has put some things there that he's got to change. And yes, you know, the forgiving isn't there because you do love him. I can feel the energy, Dina. Talk with me. Let's work this out in a positive state. There's no sense in over and over going through one more time with feeling if he's not going to do this. A lot of people in relationship want it, but they're not, like as I was saying earlier to the last person on the phone, they aren't ready to meet you halfway. If you're not working within your own stuff, then how can you have a relationship? You have to love yourself and be good. Dina, I feel like there's been some situations here with him that he's deliberately done things, and when he does these actions, then it's the afterthought. Well, Dina will understand. Well, no, Dina's not fairly getting treated right. The angels are telling me that he's done things that have hurt your feelings. He's put himself before you at times when, you know, you needed him to be there for you.
Yeah, I've been homeless, you know? And he hasn't even reached out. What kind of man doesn't reach out to a woman when he knows she's homeless? Meanwhile, he told me he's got prostate cancer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for him. But, you know, when you love somebody, you help them. You work with them. You don't put them on layaway. And one thing you've really got to do here, and that's what the angels are stimulating very clear, is that it's very clear energy they're saying. This is a sign. Okay, you know, you need to be able to say, here, this is what I've got. Okay, if the situation there, I get there's problems where he is, that it would maybe be awkward, but, you know, don't put me on layaway. Don't expect me to wait, because a person in relationship does care and does love and puts you up there on that part of being treated right and fairly. You're a lady. You should be getting treated there and not on a part-time basis. He's got you as his lover or his person or his confidant long enough for his stuff, but what about you? And I feel that you're in a bad spot right now. You need that extra hand. The angels are telling him, work with her. Get a place. He could be helping you with some other resources and some things there to get you in a stable thing. You can't be out on the street. This is scary. You know, I'm feeling that.
Does he really have cancer? Or is this bullshit?
The guides are telling me that he's got some situation there that's really not working in a relationship that's very fair for him, and I feel that he's went through another situation that there's some kind of he needs to get this clarified with the doctor. I feel like he's having some problems there, but that's the problem that's happening. He's not following through. Get to a professional. My spiritual feeling is that he needs to get to someone. There is something going on there. Those things can be healed too. And what you need to do is, he's done too much bullshit with you, so you're clouded up with the emotion here. Okay, what about me? In the meantime, who cares what's there with the other? If he's supposed to be with you as a man, what's a priority for you? He's got to be concerned. You need to have your place. You need to have him working with you. If he's not able to provide or be able with you, then he should be getting resources to say, here, Dean, is a place you can stay while we get it together. I feel like there's something that went on with him. He's got a fear of a real strong relationship, so he's playing in his head with you.
What do you mean? So he's not in love with me? He's lying to me? Because he just got out of a divorce a few years ago, and I don't know if he's still in love with this woman, or he's in love with someone else and playing me, or what he's doing. But I'm at the point where I'm getting ready to change my phone number.
I don't blame you, because he hasn't followed through. I need you to work with the angels, and that's what they're saying, and you're on it. They're making this happen for a reason. He needs to get with the program or get off the train. If he's going to be with you, then he is with you. 2 years is enough time to heal. I feel like he does love you, but he doesn't understand the love, and he had a bad relationship. Learn from your past mistakes. Pick up the ball and say, all right, Dina, you're my woman. I'm here, and here's where I'm putting you in the effort. I'm also spiritually putting out another effort for you that can put into another guide work and another situation, and going into, I'm dealing with you in such a relationship of, I'm able to put out a little bit more. I feel like his fear is, because he got used with her, that if he shows any attention with you or does anything, that you're going to use him. You're not that way. You've proven it. I don't like what's happening here, because your guides have given him the extra energy of being your person because of him being with you. He does love you, but does he love you enough to step in and help you with the situation? What are you doing to try to find a place? Because I'm not sure he's going to follow through, and I don't want you, out there struggling. That's what the angels are telling me.
I've been struggling for a long time. He knows that my situation. All he keeps doing is text messaging me and pretending. Then he comes to his other people. And I mean, he lives 3 hours away from me. I can't just get in my car and go where he's living. My car won't even make it.
No, and you're over here. You need to see, those are the things that he could be helping with. There's the other situation that's got to take its toll. He was expected to be able to handle something else, and he took out another spiritual development for you of making sure that everybody else went into your following of, where do we go? And they said that, I'm getting him taking out some things here. I'll have to contact you. I know that you're in a financial situation. I can't do this just for out, because I have bills too. But what I want to do with you is, we need to set up some time where I could work with you on some email thing where I can see your aura, because what I feel is, I feel that Steve is there as the energy to be your man, but we've got to clear up some when you say and when we do. Okay, I'm giving some deadlines here. This is March. I need in 3 days, I need you to be able to do this. In 5 days, you need to be clear with him. If you really want to have a relationship, then you got to step up with the thing. If you can help me in these areas, then I can be with you. If I'm going to be around you, like you just said, he's got to come up with more than just, I'm going to be with you if and when I feel like it.
Yeah, he's not reliable.
No, and that's never a good sign. The other thing with the angels that they want clearly handled is, they want you to become even more stronger in a way that's even strong enough to put him where he's going to be, and that's what he's not doing. He's not handling that. So that's where I feel like you don't need to be half the time. And I'd say, okay, I will be your friend over here. When you get it together and you're able to give me something tangible and talk with me and be, I need a person that's capable of being in the relationship, then I'm there. And I do feel the guides want you to start taking care of your things your own, Dina. They're saying, here, this is your responsibility. You get yourself set where this is where I'm going to live. This is what I've got over my head. Then we can get him in, because he's just confusing you, and that's making you worse chaos.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's not helping my life. He's making it worse.
That's what I feel. That's what I definitely feel.
Everybody
sense that.
Tells,
and
Then he sends his friends after me where I go to check up on me. I mean, this is crazy. You're either with me or you're not.
Amen. And that's clear. And that's how I would go it. And I would also do a new situation. I would set up things. I'm gonna give you this amount of time. And what you've done is how I go with you. Otherwise, I'm not going to be doing this anymore. You know, I'm not. Don't call me. Don't come around if you're not able to meet me more than halfway right now, because I'm in a bad situation. I do feel that as it goes through, the angels are showing me what's going to happen in your future. As I see you and him later together, but it's more along after April. It's after things are more stable, and I see him still having this misgivings, but I see him working with it. He needs to go somewhere and deal with his issues a little bit on relationship, codependency is what they're telling me. He wants to keep you there. He's paranoid of losing you, but he's not able to do it. That's not mentally well. You know, I'm going to do some prayer, you know, and I hope I helped you, Dean. I'm so sorry we got so many people,
yeah,
and I, you're just in with those situations. You got to do the free will. I love you, dearly. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings. We're contacting everyone. We're trying to help you there. We've got some love relationships. Those of you who are calling in with April, this is the time where we're at a situation. You have to grab on to what you're doing. You want to be in this. I do talk about these things. If you contacted me or listened to the archives, the key to having these isn't just manifesting it, isn't just meditation with it. You've got to do the action. When the guides give you that gut feeling to write a letter, you don't have to send it out. Stop being afraid. But sit down and write the letter. This is what they call it. Those of you who are new to me, I'm very accurate. I've done this for 30-some years, but I can't do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. You don't have to give the letter to the person that says, I need you to be my lover. I need you to step up and help me with my housing. I don't have any gas money. I'm able to be here, but my job is so busy that I need to have someone to talk to. Sit down and write out the letter. Write it out to the archangels. Work with the angel on karma. If you're having things happen, write it out to Uriel. That's Uriel. Once again, that's the archangel Uriel, the archangel of prophecy and psychic work that handles the Akashic records. Uriel. And put in there very specifically, I need you, archangel Uriel, to show me the path, to show me the light, to put in my light and my physical work the ways that I will have a strong, positive individual. You know, I want and need you to show me this person's positive side and negative side in the next 3 days, be specific, that is going to be able to be a positive relationship. Now, you need to follow through on your karma. It takes two. I also, Archangel Uriel, need you to show me my positive karmic links with this individual. Put the full names of both of you here with me, and I put my full name and with my relationship full name, so that I'm able to do what I need to do with this relationship, so that we are conquering each and every one of our karmic links and ties together. Put that in the letter. You will begin to feel emotions. The back of your head will feel a sensation. You'll feel it up in your pineal gland, in the physical sensation of your third eye. You will begin to sensation it. And whatever those feelings are, whether it's I'm feeling a hunger, I'm feeling an energy, I'm feeling it, write it all, each and everything into this. Put it very much in words. Put it out in sentence. Take your time. Do it right. Put the life energy into this. You're putting in your passions. You're putting in any and all things. If you feel nervous, insecurities, anything, I don't understand relationship, put it in there. I feel like I'm not getting communicated with. I feel like you're over talking. You're not hearing me. I feel like when we talk, like this lady just said, I feel frustrated. Don't tell me your bullshit if you feel that. Tell me what you feel. I love when you do this. Put it all in there. I don't care how much paper it takes. Put it all in there. And then actually at this point there, after you've gotten it all out, put down, we need to have the best positive communication. Archangel Michael, release my energy so that I am being protected, but also I'm getting in the most best beneficial benefit from Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Archangel, to hear the communication, to better enhance my life, to help you and me be the most strongest relationship we're meant to be. And then you have to sign it fully with your name, all names that you use, any pet names, anything that the people know you by, and I will work in the light path to accept all messages right now in the next 3 days to do what I need to do with this relationship. Sign it and date it. Then you take that out. You need to take this out and burn this lid. Burn it in a safe place where you can burn the letter, send it out to the angels, and then let it go. Just that message is good. The next 3 days, pay attention to feathers. Pay attention to messages. Your phone is beeping. You see a name keep coming up on Facebook. You feel an energy in where you are. The billboards, the light, every place you walk, every street sign, notice it. If this person's name keep coming up, energies keep happening, you have karmic together. If you don't feel any sensations, you feel tension and release, then you're hanging on to it. Just mentally go, I give it over to the angels. I keep doing that. You'll keep getting sensations. You'll begin to feel in your stomach and the energies, the actual what you're supposed to do. Keep them, leave them, go with them. Don't play in your head. Just feel it in your body. If your head's going, I should stay with them, I like them, I got to have somebody, they're really good, I need somebody, you're playing in your head. You need to get out of your head and get into your heart chakra. Your heart will tell you what's needed to do. I love this person, I want this person, I'll feel the energy with that person. There is exactly what you're intended to do. Don't ever feel that your angels are going through another negative vibration. The angels are positive. Just keep staying and feeling positive. Even when it hurts, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. You'll start to feel those things. I should have said that. All of it, just feel it, internalize it, and then take the positive, and I'm doing the best thing right here and now. The past doesn't matter. Quit being depressed or worried about it. And the future, don't worry about it. Live in here and now. Today, I'm doing what's needed. The guides are doing it. My holy higher creator, my light supreme being of the higher power is helping me with it, and they will do the miracle. You need to turn it over with honest intent, and they'll tell you. I keep getting angry. They're telling you to get upset and tell the person, you're hurting my feelings when you do this, or they're telling me you need to forgive them. Okay, I'm feeling really sad and realizing they did it. Go with your energy. Then also, as you start these contacts with this person those 3 days, at the last of the 3 days, at the time you've burnt that, you should have your answer. And if you don't, then you need to keep working with the karma to ensure that you have it. So those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. I'm welcoming all of you to call in. Let's go ahead and get together. How are you doing, 415? I'm on Psychic Jethro. Are you enjoying the program?
Hi. Hey, yeah, wow, lots of information there. I'm going to have to write some letters.
Damn. Excellent. I can talk to you over the phone, and you are?
My name is Jessica.
Welcome, Jessica. I'm so glad you called in. How may I help you?
I spoke to you several months ago, many months ago, about this lump that I found in the front of my neck, which actually ends up being a thyroid thing. They found a couple nodules, so part of my, like the left side of my thyroid's a little bit swollen because of the nodules. Can you just tell me what you're seeing with that? I mean, I have some questions. I don't know what if I should ask you the questions first or just kind of see what you have to say.
No, that's... You're fine, and thank you, Jessica. I'm so glad you went to a doctor. We got things handled. You know, I always say that. My thing of being gifted and seeing the future is also great, but you need that professional. I feel that you're going to get that under control. The guides are telling me that you're on the right thing. I'm glad you're getting it handled. I'm so glad you called back, and thank you for trusting me again because, you know, it is a gift. I'm very accurate, but it's very frustrating when you're with what you've gone through. They are telling me that you're going to be working with them. I feel you aggressively and assertively fighting with these things with the thyroid. You know, I had a nephew with thyroid cancer who was very well healed. I've had other people have had other issues like you've had with things with thyroid that causes those things. They're telling me that there's another part of your life and relationship that's going through this. I feel like you need to grab a hold of what you wanted, and that's to put out another development of what was supposed to take into your angels and your guide a whole experience of what else was I supposed to have. And they said that was to be a whole development of your angel work of taking the change. I feel that you're at a frustrating part of your life where you need that full reading. It's unfortunately here I just give you what I call an appetizer. You need the meal. We need to look at see why. Because Jessica, you're supposed to be in some different energy. I feel like that's That's part of why these things are going on. Spiritually, you're handling your health. They're getting you to see it. But they also want you to handle the love in your heart. I feel like you've got a lot of energy to do, and I feel like they want a strong relationship with you that's changed of what's going on. I feel like at this point in time, you're putting out a lot of energy, and I don't feel like you're getting a lot of the right energy back. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I know that you're talking about love stuff, but can I ask you a question about the health thing for a minute?
Sure, we'll go back to it, yes.
Okay, yeah, because I know. So the doctor wanted to, you know, if the nodules are over like a certain size, they want to do like a biopsy of it just to make sure that it's not cancer. I chose not to do that and to just to treat it, you know, with herbs and healing, energy healing and things like that. But I feel fairly confident about doing that, but sometimes I get like this anxiety that maybe I should just have them, I don't know.
No, that's what I'm talking about, the love of yourself. They're talking about the love with you, and thank you for clarifying, because we're I got a few minutes here, I got other people, but I want to get as much as I can to you on the free show here. What I want to make sure when we get to you on this is that anxiety, we've got to get that, you know, that's normal, but unfortunately, that's causing the other energy. I do feel, talk to me about some of the herbs, because they're talking about like turmeric, they're talking about some other situations that they're working with you in a spiritual light of making sure that this is acclimated, you know, with the guides to get you ready. You are talking to a professional homeopathic doctor or a herbalist that knows, you know, the different things that will help you heal this, or are you doing this on your own?
Well, I was working with a naturopath, but then it seemed like I knew more than on healing, because I'm just treating it as like tumors, you know, because that's what like a nodule is, it kind of like a cyst or a tumor. So I've been taking mushrooms and this Pectisol C. I mean, do you think that one of them is cancer, one of the nodules? I mean, I think that that's sort of what pops up a little fear.
Yeah, and you have the fear that if you, you know, that we all know that, you know, the operation and the new thing is you don't have to do that. They, if it were that, they could take and do this through other surgeries. I mean, there's now laser and everything that's very successful, you know, on it. There's so many other alternatives just catching it now. The thing is, no one wants to wait. I feel that's what the guys are telling you. You know, this is serious, and so you don't want to do it. I feel the guides and the angels are telling you that it's important to catch this now. Now, do it now is what I'm hearing. Get a hold of, you know, and I realize you knew more than that one, but you do, you know, we want to get a very strong professional here dealing with this, because those things can be healed now, and with it, the thing that's really strong that's happening to you, you know, definitely with the computer and nowadays, get a hold of someone who has a lot of high recommendations, getting on word of mouth, do a little right now investigating the next couple, get in a quick with someone who's going to tell you those things. I mean, you want to have someone look at it and say, here, this treatment, this is happening here. They know that when they look at your hands, the nails, the different parts, your system physically and spiritually. You know, I had mine in Tampa that worked with me. For me, it was gotcha now with what was going on, and they healed me where I'm, you know, I'm still working with energy. Had I not done it, the guides were telling me to get a hold of it. How does it feel when you're getting the anxiety? Does it feel like it's your mind worrying, or does it feel like you're getting all these outside vibrations of do it now?
It's hard to tell. Like I did some energy healing yesterday. I felt like I was healed. It was very powerful. Someone was working on me. I felt great. Then this morning I felt fine. And then I started sort of swallowing and I feel a little bit of a lump. So then I started getting anxiety around that of, oh no, you know, am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? I mean, I understand, like, I don't know who to contact to like, take care of this. I mean, I've been pretty aggressive, I think, with the healing stuff, and I've done a lot of research myself, like the supplements and everything. I think two of them shrunk when I got a follow-up ultrasound. I'm not sure what's going on, if one maybe possibly grew. It's hard to tell because I went to a different lab, so the results come back different. They measure differently. So I just, do you think that I should get this like biopsy to check if it's cancer, or just keep treating it as is, you know, and just get rid of the nodules? Because people live with them. I'm not going to live with it. I'm going to heal it.
Exactly. And spiritually, this is yours with it. And I do feel that you should do that. I do go back to, I feel like there's why they keep doing that is your body and your other energies are also telling you that you need to get with someone of herbalist. This is not my area. So what I'm sensing, what they're telling me is there's other things that are going to bring it down and handle it to the point of, like you just said, to capsulize it, do it out. And that's what I do feel that you need to get another professional in there that is doing it, that you feel more comfortable, who does, like you said, has more knowledge, because unfairly, you know, it's right back to that guide. I do feel that those angels and that work for you is putting you right there with it, Lauren. You've got to get in with that. It's like a lawyer. You having your own lawyer, you're keeping bad counsel. You can be the best person, but you always need, when two come together, you need that other outside person that's doing the study and research and has years of it. I have people that have 7 to 10 years in their field of study. You want to master doing this, because if you've got a journeyman or like you, you're learning, you're assertive, you're doing it, you're a very capable woman, but you need that outside thing to go, this is done there. I do feel that there's another herb. And it, also what they're telling me, you know, when we go to this holistic, having those 7 years, how many other things have they got? I feel like there's another thing that's going to do it. It's going to bring it down. And then your guys are going to subside saying you did the right thing. I definitely put that into those letters. Let me know what else you come up with, because we can work on that. We can get you healed of it. You know, have you ever worked with, let's say, a psychic healer, someone who can holistically help you through the phone or with the healing of the work? They've had, I know some success stories we've had on the show. You've listened to the show. How about like Dina Flanagan? Dina is able to talk with you, work with it, and get someone like that who's going to put the light in there as a master and heal this and get rid of it. She healed her own cancer. You know, and I'm not saying you have that, but I'm saying, have you went to that certified mentor? Who's working with you as a healist practitioner that does light work?
Well, that's what I'm doing, this pranic healing. I've re-stepped into. I'm actually taking an advanced healing course this weekend. I've been working with one of the healers there. But so you're thinking to join forces with like a new herbalist, or, I mean, do you think acupuncture? That sort of feels kind of questionable to me. I'm not really sure who else to go to. I have this guy, like a kinesiologist, on my list, but I'm not sure if he's able to. You know, people seem to be a little bit like, I'm able to get the nodules down. You know, did you go for the biopsy? And then that sort of puts fear into them if you say no, because it's so like that programming that everyone has to go do that. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and here we go. Can I have you say your name again?
Jessica.
Jessica, I really like it, and it's been a Dina day, and I've also got, I'm very psychic, we've also got Dina on the phone here. She is a healing practitioner, and Jessica, what I'm doing here is I'm putting that light towards you, because this is we're on a radio show, and we're working together to help read you. I'm very accurate, but, you know, I always really like to have the aura, and I always go to professionals. I'm glad, and I agree with you. When you're getting apprehension, you've got a professional right here. Dina Flanagan, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Take it to the bank, baby. You got something working in your favor, Jessica. When you call in the big ones, you just called in a big gun. This is the best of the best. This is American certified. She's been doing it about maybe 25, 30 years. This is a healer that's going to heal you. We have testimonies. We have affidavits. You brought in the best. Your guides are giving you the right call to call in today. This show even came up at an earlier time, which caught us by surprise, but it all worked out. Dina, Jessica, talk to each other. Help heal this woman here that's got some problems going on with the lymph node.
Thank you, Dina. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you, Jessica. Yeah, what are you seeing here? What's the story?
I didn't get to hear the beginning half. I came in just at the tail end, so give me some background.
Okay, so a couple months ago, I noticed my thyroid on the left side was a little bit swollen, and I went to go get an ultrasound, and they found a couple of nodules there. And so I've been working to heal it, taking like supplements and herbs and working with energy healing too. But I get, you know, anxiety around it. And I chose not to do a biopsy because a lot of times, if the nodule is like over a certain size, they send everybody for a biopsy basically. But I figured that I would just skip that and just treat it to heal it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that. It doesn't feel like anything major to me. Are you getting headaches?
No, but I have anxiety at times.
Anxiety, okay, because I'm feeling like high blood pressure type, you know what I mean? Anxiety, high blood pressure type. So for me, it goes right to the head when that happens. It's like, ah. So anyway, I feel like that you can heal it. What do you do for yourself to heal? Do you do any, try to visualize it gone and send yourself light and whatnot?
Yeah, so I've been doing a whole regimen, and I get anxiety because I'm like, oh, no, am I doing enough? You know, am I being mm-hmm. aggressive mm-hmm. enough? So, mm-hmm. yeah, I do visualization. I do meditation.
Yeah.
I've been doing the rebounder to, like, move my lymph glands. I've been
mm-hmm.
taking mushrooms, Pectisol C, which is supposed to be, you know, helps with cancer and things like that. I've been taking other supplements like vitamins and a green drink.
Yeah, well, you do realize that in order to heal yourself, you have to have faith. So not complete
yeah.
faith. So work on getting
Wait,
rid of the
up.
Anxiety.
Right, complete faith, right.
Yeah, you have
yeah.
to count your blessings and gratitude for what you have and send yourself some, you know, do some deep breathing. And have complete within that while you're doing that, try to work yourself to complete faith to get rid of the anxiety because anxiety is fear and fear will keep it there. So that's what you want to get rid of, the fear around it. So if do that for a while and see what happens because you should start to feel better and because you can heal them. But I of course, I don't ever discount doctors, you know what I mean? Because both things are available for a reason. And so you have to keep an eye on it. But have you gone to a naturopath yet?
Well, I was working with one, but she's not qualified as far as the thyroid stuff, and I haven't been able to
yeah.
find somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I know a person that he does it via Skype, so, and he's incredible. And he actually is in Colorado in Maine, but he also does it via Skype. So, and his name is Liam McClintock. So you can Google his name and see what you find out. But he's really, really good. So, you know, just because I'm hearing that you can do a good part of it, but you also can't discount other help. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. So I would, you know, look into that. But try to get rid of your fear and your anxiety because that's key. If you don't, then you don't have faith. And if you don't have faith, it's not going to work. You know,
right.
So
do you think that I'm foolish by not going for the biopsy? I mean, I don't know what that would tell me, but maybe it would.
Well,
I mean, it would tell you if it's cancer or not, but I'm already treating
yeah.
it as is. So
yeah, if you see no results, I would go for the biopsy because you want to put your mind at ease. That's why you're having anxiety. Your mind's not at ease, you know, so that's just, and it won't hurt you. The biopsy will not hurt you. You know, it won't. Spread it. It won't. Whatever you fearing about it, it won't. So that will help you put your mind at ease, one way or the other. So,
do you think that it's gotten smaller? Like some of the nodules have gotten smaller since I started treating it a couple months ago.
I do feel it is helping. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I'm feeling like if you keep going, it will help it. You'll start to feel better. But again, if they're not gone, I would definitely go get a biopsy just to put your mind at ease. I went through a biopsy. It's not that bad at all.
Of your neck? On your neck?
No, I actually had to do a whole operation on my neck from some lumps that were in there, and they were right on the main, the big main artery. So they had to put my head in a vise, and you know, it took like a couple hours, and you're awake during it. So, yes, I did have to go for that, and I was fine. Worked out fine. They were able to get in and get them and you know, do their thing. So I wouldn't worry too much about it because I feel like whatever it is, it can be helped.
Okay. So you think if I teamed up with this naturopath or someone else
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
that would help and that would be the end of it?
Well, I think that they help you. They can give you things to for that, you know, for whatever that specific thing is you're treating. And they'll tell you if they can, you know, they'll be honest. So, you know, they're not going to just feed you a bill of goods. This guy's pretty reputable and pretty good, you know.
Right.
And he's helped a lot of things, a lot of with people.
Right. I'm just trying to find the magic.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. I hope we helped you. There was a lot of information. Let us know. Call us back. We're going to put our prayers out to you. We welcome
thank
all
you.
Of you tuning in. This, you're welcome. It's here at 773-897-6461. We're going wild. I hope you guys are, too. Great day. I want to thank Ben Sound for the original music here on Energy and Alaya with the Wild One song that first starts us out. Those of you tuning in, get in here. Get that few minutes with us. We've got a lot of people calling in. Marshall, I love the fact. Jethro, we were worried. I'm so glad you got her in. Today the show was really crazy. It sent me an email. Then I got another conflicting thing. How many shows do you have, you crazy man? I have 3 shows. What I do, and those of you know, the original Living in the Psychic Realm was what I created in my book name and all the things I want you to check out with me. So look up Living in the Psychic Realm, and you'll find those archives. They are out there. I want to thank you in Canada for redoing the show. And yay, go on Toronto. And I want to tune in to those of you who are contacting us. This show has been Psychics Gone Wild, and this is where you meet all of my friends and all of us who do this together. Today, for a good example, I'd like to talk for a minute here about our other person, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how is it going up there in Maine? And I'm so glad you came in, our little healer. How talk to them about who you are and what you're doing for the new listeners.
Well, yeah, it's going really good here. It's a bit cold, you know, colder than I want it. I'm sure you're experiencing that. But anyway, I'm doing good. I do psychic readings, and I do medium readings, and I do healings, and I kind of do soul shifting. You know, like I kind of shift your soul back to where it's supposed to be. And sometimes you come into this life, you know, from a past life where your soul's not right because you didn't do everything you had to do in the last life or because of different thing or last several lives. So I kind of get you to where you got to be in this life so you can be and do for what's for your best and highest good and be on straight on your path. And, you know, your journey is good and not doesn't have to be awful. So that's kind of what I do. It's kind of hard to explain. So I do that. Because by all the different ways, you know, by the healings, when you come for a reading from me, you get the whole package. You know, you get the healing automatically while you're sitting there. They start clearing you out and you get, you know, your reading, whether it's medium or psychic or both. And you get guided spiritual guidance and you just get a lot of information and a lot of soul shifting. And you can get a hold of me at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com or at 207-752-1399 or at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. But I also want to say to everybody, especially the last person, for the rest of today, for the next three, four, five, for 3 more sessions, Brazo is doing free readings today. So if you go on to braco-tv.me, he's doing free gazings, you know, we hit live stream, he's on there, and he gazes, and he heals a lot of people and gets them, just helps them. So to the lady that was on last, she might want to try that, and then he'll be on again in 2 weeks for 3 days, 7 sessions a day. So, yeah, try that and see what does for all these people who need extra help.
I love it, and thank you. And the lady who was here, Jessica, that had called in, this is the last couple months. Mm-hmm. We both are interreading this with you. As professionals, we all know if you're having a problem with your plumbing, you don't go to the hot doctor. Don't go with this. Go with your professionals. We always recommend that. And as she had said earlier, she was not impressed and knew more than her herbalist. Then get another herbalist. We are skilled in our labors, but honestly, we're human beings and we're very spiritual, we're very gifted, and that's why Dina has mastered her fields as I've mastered mine. We always instruct you to do that as a person, because if you're doing your own, sometimes you can miss. I will go to Dina. Dina's talked to me. I have, as you guys know, Patty, other individuals that we talk with. We go back and forth because we know that person's going to see it from outside of it. I instruct all of you, heal yourself to heal others, but get a healer. I've got writing in. I'm so glad that Daryl got a hold of us. He's writing in over here. Jethro, I'm really excited on Twitter to see that you're back doing the work. I will be contacting for a reading. PsychicJethro.com. That's the website that I do all my work on. Definitely contact me there. Set up a time. I want to go through with you new listeners that are writing and you're all excited. The reason we give you a taste of it here on the show is you know what kind of a reader we are. What has always been and will be the reasoning for this show is to introduce you to new ways. We have some new guests coming. Those of you tuning in, Lisa Mack's going to be here with astrology. I have Dr. Lawrence here with yoga, mastering all of the abilities with breathing and work to help with it. We had Gentleman Kid here on manifesting next week. We've got Patty Negri here tomorrow doing mediumship and working with white light witch magic. And so those of you tuning in, yes, Patty is the one and Dean is the one and so is Jethro. So contact us. Get in and do the stuff. I love you guys and what I want to do. I'm going to start teasing you. I'm going to write you and start reading out the last 5 years. If you're writing me and you're emailing and you're calling and you're not following through, I'm going to tease you over the radio show and you're going to be upset. Get a hold of us. I know that Dina does do something and I'm going to share it over the radio. Dina doesn't overcharge, so you better grab on, get a hold of her, contact. If you think that I'm up high, then get with me on an email reading. We have a guy named Bill. He keeps coming in our mailbox and scaring us. We do this thing for you over the radio show in honest intent, but in fairness to us, you also need to do it. Don't send me a text saying I need you to heal me when I can't see you. I need to talk to you over the phone and do it. I need to see your email. I can help you. You've seen my evidence. You're excited about it. If you call me because you didn't get through the radio show, I'm going to explain to you because that's also a reason. Dina, talk to us a little bit about here. We've got some information they want to ask and get Dina's opinion on, those of you know of our Dear Dina time. Dina, I listen to the show quite often with you. I have been very impressed with how you're able to heal people. I do feel your positive and vibration. Jethro has also emailed me and told me that I need to make contact with you, but I'm scared, and I got to tell you what I'm scared about. I have not always been a good person. I have had a couple of affairs on my husband, and he deserves what I've done to him because he's done the same to me. I'm afraid that if I talk to you and tell you about the healing things I've got, you might pick this up and treat me differently. Is it fair to say you don't care about my past?
Dina? Well, the number one thing is we're not judgmental. We're just not. You can't be in this field. And so there is no judgment because there's no one perfect person in this world, and we all have our crosses to bear. And we've all done things we're not proud of. And what we do is we learn from it and we get better and move on. And so there's definitely no judgment in your past, because what I get to see also is why and what happened and how you got there and, you know, what brought you to that and where you're going next. So I get to see all that stuff. So all I am there to do is to help you with whatever it is that you want, or to get you back, you know, get you to, because where you are doing a journey, there's a reason that you did all that and you weren't happy. So to get you to a happy place, to be on your true journey, you know, because obviously if your husband drove you to do that, that means that just you, again, you weren't happy or you're, you know, whatever. So that's all your stuff. I don't take on your stuff. I just help you to where you got to get to with no judgment.
Same here. And that's what I love with you guys. And I've got to tease you guys with the emails. This is something we're going to shift. You write me and I send you other people because I recommend them. I've often changed that now. What I'm going to do with you, if you're writing me for honest answers, I will help. But I'll let you know what I'm here to do is I'm here to be a good guy. But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time. So what you're getting actually is my messages from other people who are helping. I have a list. And honestly, you need to understand that Dina is one of the people I highly promote. So if you've been getting that quite a few times, what she explained in the last couple months, it's the people helping me handle the large amount of emails. 104, I want you to help me. You're on the thing. And yes, I will be able to do that guesting for you on your radio show. I want to let you know thank you and welcome here. Please help me as here as you're sending people over to send them to the 773-897-6461. The 844 number is our show that I have to call to get me on. And so what it's doing is when you're sending them to that number, it's not correct. Thank you guys for tuning in. We've got some time here. We've got some people. We've got the phones right now being a little bit held. Unfortunately, our board system is a little off because of that calling 844. So I do want you to work with me because I'm working with you. What I want to do, and I want to get into this, and this is where we're going to get into the heavy here with it. Dina, you have explained to people that you are able to do this, and this is something I want you to be able to explain to them. When you're healing people, you work from the chakras and the different area of it. We have quite a few people asking here, Dina, if my chakras are blocked and I've had teachers and I've worked with metaphysical, when you're working with me, I don't want to hurt. Every time that my chakras get opened, I have had bad sensations. Is there any way to go through that being sick after feeling after someone has worked with me?
Yeah, I remember in the beginning, when first clearing my chakras, I used to occasionally get a little woozy or whatever. But what, excuse me, I do it in a way that you don't, you mostly don't get sick. So what you do is, like, when we begin to work on you, we ground ourselves with white light and whatnot. So what you, because when that stuff is being pushed out or cleared out, you got to fill it, it's empty. So you got to fill it right back up. So I fill it back up with that white light of love, golden, sparkly white light of love. So picture that coming down through your crown chakras as people are working on you, to fill those areas in immediately. That way you don't get sick. That way it's it feels like, oh yeah, that feels good, and you feel clearer and lighter and, you know, just better. That's how you do it.
I love all of you tuning in. I want to make sure that you've continued to handle everything you have been that are contacting us with the work privately. I can tell you that over the air, Ms. TC, I hope you're listening. Make sure that you go to Larry. Larry is the one, or he has a beautiful wife, Sandra. They're in Maryland. I've already sent you the stuff. Definitely get with one of the two. If you feel comfortable, whichever your preference is, go to one of their circles. Check it out. Just come in. You're going to feel that work. They're very good, strong hypnotists. They've done very good work, and you'll get that answer. Dina, I have to ask a question of you. I do live in Colorado. Would you be interested in ever coming here to Colorado Springs? Jeff was going to be back here. I would like to meet you in person. If I could come up with some people that would be here for what we call our psychic party nights we've had with Jethro here in Colorado Springs, would you come back and help us here? Because Jethro says you're the best.
I would consider it, yes. I've always wanted to go to Colorado. I've never been.
Okay, you guys, you got it there. Now let's put the clock ticking. You know the rules, and I always tease you. You've got to give us some real people, real fun. We can't just go there and tease us and want us to drink daiquiris. I do joke, and those of you know, I don't party when I'm doing this, but they've always teased me about it. It's a standing joke there because they gave me a strawberry drink, and I thought they were trying to give me a daiquiri. So you guys keep up. Miss Cinnamon Rolls, you know, Fort Collins isn't that far, and you know I read up there for almost 18 years, so all of those friends there could drive down an hour deal. I'd give them a deal to come see me, and they could also meet Dina. So let's get it rolling. Call Wonder. You know the name. You know the deal. And she will set this up for us, and we will go stay there. Do warn you, though, that we have to get some sleep. So we'll be staying at Wonder's house, so we may have to put you out. I love you guys in Fort Collins, but you don't know when to go home. I've teased you before. You guys want to live with me. And if I take you home, Kay kind of gets crabby when you try to sleep on our feet. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll you through. We're going to have a great time. Then you got to either stay there that night, or you're going to have to drive back. So make accommodations. Dina, so good to hear you. Each week we do it. We will be doing a later night for those of you tuning in, Dina's fans, Jethro's fans. I know the phones are hard. If you got dropped, just go ahead and call back in or contact us at our websites. Contact our websites and let us know what's going on with you so we can keep it up. These are the points that you guys want to do. This has always been and will be an opening vessel for you, but the real get to us is to get to our website so we can get to help you. Dina, anything you want to say in the last minute before they throw us out that door?
No, just everybody, just have a beautiful, beautiful week, and, you know, just always be in love and gratitude.
Amen. Bless all of you. Stay wild. It is the way to be. Remember to stay tuned for the new shows that are coming, all the friends that are coming, and I hope your phones are working better than mine.